It's quite surprising that these guys have decided to launch their economic blueprint before they have launched the party itself. However, it would appear like it's one of the clearest signs that they mean business, that they are going ahead and form a party. It wouldn't make sense for anyone to go into such pains and come up with an economic blueprint when you do not have a vehicle with which to get into power and implement that economic policy. So I think it's only fair to give them the benefit of doubt that they think what was a priority to them as a party is to start with a solution to the crisis, you know, the economic crisis that Zimbabwe is going through at the moment. We will wait and see if they really mean to operationalize all their current plans.
So, Mr. Kumbo, for how long are people going to wait for this kind of announcement?
Well, I know that this person that is being asked time after time has been bombarded by people wanting to know. As we have done in the past, as we did with the blueprint, we just want to take our time to do things carefully. We don't want to know what this thing like other political parties are doing. So we will tell you as soon as we are ready. And as I said, we are making all the logistical arrangements to ensure that we don't take part. And I just want to say, the reason why we started with the manifesto is because we wanted people to understand who we are, what we are doing, and where we are going. Finally, the fact is not the difficult thing. You can just go and make an announcement. But constructing a viable economic policy or a manifesto is not the easy one.
Mr. Mkwananzi, I think you can clearly hear what Mr. Kumbo is saying. People have to wait a little bit.
Mrs. Mchuru is an unwilling horse that is being forced to pull, you know, a cart. And the likes of Kumbo are the ones who are probably trying to whip her to accept that responsibility, and she may not be ready. Because from the look of it, she has done very little to indicate that she really wants to avail herself for the leadership of the country. So if she wants to challenge for leadership, let her do so. The strings that attached her to ZANU-PF have broken. So she must come out of the shell and show that she is ready for the job. Otherwise, people will lose confidence in her. Politics is a game where you have to harvest opportunities that are available. If you wait too long, the opportunities may melt away and fizzle out. And by the time you think you want to take advantage of the opportunity, they may not be there.
Mr. Kumbo, your reaction to that?
We are taking our time because we are living in dangerous times, and we have to be extremely careful in our trust what we want to do.